Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Michelle Bullock will replace Philip Lowe as the new governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia. Currently serving as the Reserve Bank's deputy governor, Ms. Bullock will become the bank's first female governor and ninth overall. She will begin her term on September 18, bringing an end to Philip Lowe's 7 years in the role. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says her appointment follows a rigorous process, including consultation with the opposition.
After close to four decades of service to the RBA, most recently as the deputy governor, Ms. Bullock is eminently qualified to lead this national institution.
Actors in the United States are demanding better pay conditions and a pledge that artificial intelligence won't replace their jobs as they join the country's writers' strike. It's the first joint strike in more than six decades. Penny Wong is pushing for faster action on China's trade sanctions on Australian imports in the second round of talks with top Chinese diplomat Wang Yi. China placed trade sanctions on $20 billion worth of Australian products in 2020, but has since removed restrictions on timber and coal imports. Ms. Wong says she expects the restrictions to continue to ease.
I acknowledge the progress we have seen in recent months and reiterated our expectation that this progress continues. We do believe it's in the interest of both countries for the trade impediments to be removed.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has published draft guidelines in a bid to improve confidence in environmental standards claimed by companies. It comes after the ACCC announced a crackdown in 2022 on greenwashing, which involves businesses making false claims to deceive customers into believing a product or service is environmentally friendly. Kevin Spacey has given evidence at his sexual assault trial in London. The two-time Oscar-winning actor is standing trial on a dozen charges of sex offences against four men between 2001 and 2013. Spacey denied the accusations and became emotional as he told jurors he had been crushed by the allegations. He has pleaded not guilty to all charges. Health officials are raising concerns about the low uptake of the flu vaccine. Just 35% of children are vaccinated nationwide. An 11-year-old girl in Queensland died in hospital with the virus. The second confirmed death of a child with influenza in the past week. Director of the National Centre for Immunisation, Research and Surveillance and paediatrician, Professor Christine McCartney, told the Seven Network this strain of the flu is causing serious disease.
We're really encouraging children to be vaccinated at the moment. It's not at all expensive to pop into your chemist or GP for older children as well. All of those who have medical conditions, are Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, pregnant or over 65 can also get a free flu vaccine. So it's really important before school goes back at this time to take up the vaccine for you and your child.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.